You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 FM. We are broadcasting live from the Great American RV Show. For more information, go to greatamericanrv.show. Let's go to the phones, and joining us from Colorado Clays, J.R. Pierce. Good morning, J.R.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
You know, Michelle was kind of bragging about the big fish you caught at Bar Lake. I tried to tell her it was all a hoax, but she wouldn't believe me.
Yeah, I know how to Photoshop.
Hey, seriously, my friend, you do a great job there. We'll have to get out there together one time. It's a great lake, and you and I have had some good fishing trips together, but I want to change the topics today. Of course, we'll talk a little bit about turkey patterning, but you and I talked on the phone today, this week, and we talked about that one shot that seems to be the nemesis. Everybody has one. I told you mine was shooting clays, was that silly rabbit that runs along the ground that it's my nemesis without question. But everybody seems to have a shot, whether it's a crossing, a going away, whether it's with your handgun, your rifle, your shotgun, a different point of aim. There's always some shot that seems to plague people, isn't there?
Yeah, Terry, and you know, there's a lot to say about that. Terry, I will say a picture says a thousand words, and when I picture you missing that rabbit, I don't think we can use any of those words on the show today. My personal nemesis was an overhead falling target just coming right down in front of me, so I know the frustration. I did figure it out, and we can talk about that later. But, you know, Terry, I know that you used to be a very good shot with a shotgun, and I myself wasn't bad in the day either. But even when you're at the top of your game, there are always shots or target presentations that will give you trouble more than the rest. And oftentimes, those struggles can be attributed to one or maybe a variety of factors, such as improper or changed mechanics in your shot-taking process due to possibly body positioning or angles of the gun or the target. Oftentimes, that will affect your sight picture and your follow-through. Sometimes recognizing the correct break point for that target based on the conditions, your individual limitations, such as reflexes, as old men know about them, maybe your firearm, choke or ammo selection, and the patterning characteristics, which can determine not only the pellets on target or not on target at a given range, and that can happen even if your shot was on target and correct. So that can be a variable as well. And then, Terry, often it's just a matter of having the opportunity to practice the shot until you figure it out, or have someone help you out with why that shot gives you trouble, whether it's an instructor or your buddy. And, Terry, that's really where Colorado Clays is the best tool available to any hunter, competitive shooter, or recreational enthusiast. Our 15-station Sporting Clays course offers 30 different target presentations every day to anyone on a, you know, of course, public access basis. And, Terry, we pride ourselves on the fact that we change our course several times a month to allow anyone the opportunity to improve their skills and figure out that nemesis shot before it costs you another miss.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Having somebody there, especially like coming to Colorado Clays and getting one of your training staff or professionals to watch, or bringing out a friend who's a pretty good shooter and concentrate. And the thing about Colorado Clays is whatever you're doing out there, you can work on that one shot, whether it's Sporting Clays, you can go on, work that one shot as many times as you want. If it's skeet or trap, you can do the same things. And rifle and pistol, too. You know, a lot of times what I find with big game hunters and rifle, and this holds true of turkey hunters with a shotgun, is you change your position and your point of aim changes so much. And also the drop rate, because of the angle your gun is aimed, of your projectiles changes, and people just don't always take that into consideration.
Yeah, Terry, and I will say this. No matter who you are, everybody will miss shots. I know this from 23 years of doing this. The hardest part of shooting isn't the fact that we miss. It's knowing where you missed and why you missed and being able to correct it. Because if you do not know those two things, it's kind of hard to correct a shot. This becomes a Hail Mary. And that is where all of the steps that we've been preaching here, whether it's patterning, whether it is, you know, getting lessons instruction. I'll say my nemesis shot, I told you, the overhead falling target. Had my brother out here, it was giving me trouble. He was able to look over my shoulder and identify that as I was going down, I wasn't allowing my body to follow through with the shot. I was therefore stopping the gun, and that was a hard target to spot shoot. After just a couple of times of correcting my incorrect form and my mechanics, I was on it and I was able to move on. So that's the beauty of having this available and coming out here and working on those shots. It can really pay big dividends in the field, at the competition, or just out shooting with your buddies.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a handgun that, and I usually shoot handguns pretty well, yet I joke about it on the air all the time because Karen shoots them darn well. I almost said a bad word, but but I feel pretty confident in my handgun abilities. And I had one handgun that I was shooting low and left on all the time. Well, that's typical of pulling off because of recoil or squeezing the gun. There's a few things. And because I shoot handguns pretty well, I really was having trouble understanding why I was doing that all the time. So I had somebody else shoot the gun. And they didn't shoot low, but they shot to the left till we determined the sight picture on that gun was actually off. And then I corrected that, and the low part was me just not knowing where to line up the bead for that particular type of shot, and I was able to correct that. But sometimes you just have to work on things like that.
Absolutely, Terry. And I mean, you know, we appeal to everyone, whether it's a new shooter, first time, you know, getting people out to try. But I'm telling you, really, these waterfowl hunters, a lot of these guys are kind of like, you know, we maybe used to be. We hunted hard from the fall through the spring, and then we turned to fishing and just kind of forgot about it. But there was always that shot. And sometimes you don't get to practice a shot in the field over and over to figure it out. And it's really simple to just keep your game up and work on those shots throughout the year by coming out to the range. And I can't stress enough the importance of that, and especially if it matters to you. I mean, everybody hates missing a shot they thought they should make, and everything you need is right here to correct it.
Another thing I want to talk to you about while we have time, and that's turkey season is still right around the corner. Are you getting people coming out to pattern their guns? I mean, we can't emphasize how important patterning that turkey gun is.
Well, again, Terry, yes, we have been doing several guns, and like we've been preaching the importance of patterning your shotgun here a lot lately. And since the last show, we've patterned a bunch of guns, lots of them turkey hunters. And most all of them, Terry, are usually a good, quick confirmation of point of aim, point of impact, and maximum effective range with maybe an adjustment here and there. We did have a couple more examples of why it can be so important, and I'll give you one of these real quick. A gentleman shows up with an older shotgun. He went ahead and purchased a good aftermarket turkey tube and some good turkey ammo, so I did turn him loose on the pattern board. He had some of his own 12-inch targets to place up there. At some point, he's waving me across the parking lot. I go over there, and at 30 yards, he has yet to have a pellet hit his target. Went over there, we cut the range in half and determined, for whatever reason, bent barrel or something with his mechanics, he was shooting a full pattern below his aim point. He didn't want to buy a new gun right now. The gun was old enough, it wasn't adjustable, so we actually took some foam and electrical tape, raised the comb on the gun to where he was at zero at 30 yards, confirmed 20 and 40, and that turkey gun, rather than shooting at the feet of the bird, will be right on track if he gets a shot. So another success story on the Colorado Clays pattern board. Can't stress enough how important it is to do that confirmation.
Well, it really is, and not just for turkey hunting. And if you're hunting upland game or waterfowl, you know, no matter what you do right, if your gun isn't shooting where you're pointing it, it's not going to help. And the fit of the gun can affect that so much, too. You know, when you're shooting and you change positions, you change your point of aim.
Well, absolutely, Terry. And gun fit, that's basically what we did to that gun. We did it, you know, a little bit generically, but most of the modern guns do have comb adjustments, length of pull adjustments, cast and that can all be made, which all will help put your point of aim, point of impact where you need it to be. It's really hard for the brain computer to do math when you don't have any of the factors as a given. And that's what I tell people. You've got to give yourself something you can count on. Then everything just becomes math after that.
Couple minutes left. How are your leagues going? And there's a great way to work on your shots.
Yeah, leagues are going great, Terry. They're in full swing. I encourage anybody who's interested in maybe joining the summer league to come out on a Wednesday night and look around and see how fun and what is available as a league shooter. Colorado Clays welcomes everybody to join, either as individuals or as teams. All of our shooting geared towards the midweek break in the action for fun, shooting against people with your skill levels, and you can just go anywhere. I will say last year's State Sporting Clays champ attributed his success largely to the Wednesday Night League at Colorado Clays here, so we're real proud of that as well, Terry.
All right, last thing before I let you go, and that's the you got an event coming up that'll be just right around the corner, Bar Lake open for boating, and that's your Cast and Clays. Tell us about that.
Yep, Cast and Clays, combination fishing shooting event, Sunday, June 4th. Two-person teams, only costs $100, get you your fishing, your lunch, and your shooting, plus prizes from Transwest GMC, Bass Pro Shops, lunch sponsored by Ramos Law. A great day. Give us a call. We still have several positions or at least slots available, and we'd be glad to sign you up. We can give you details when you call.
And how do they get a hold of you?
303-659-7117, or you can go to the website, coloradoclays.com. Check us out, but by all means, get in touch with us.
All right, my friend. We will talk to you again soon, and we need to get on the water soon.
Agree, Terry. Bar's open. Let's do it.
All right, my friend. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
JR from Colorado Clays. Always great people, great. We're going to wrap things up here in just a bit. We're going to take a time out. We come back, but I am broadcasting live right now from the Great American RV Show. I'll tell you more about that when I come back from this break. But if you're into RVs or have any interest, you need to be at this show. Largest gathering of RVs in Colorado history. We'll take a time out. We come back. We'll wrap up this week's edition of Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.